we want to know who you're selling it to. Right.
Why don't you just encourage people to drink some water too?
Ya nos tienen controlado.
City up there on that edge, kind of.
We'll try not to kick it. So, I'd like to introduce you all to Lorena Martinez. She is the president of CRIPDES, which is the Association of Rural Communities for the Development of El Salvador, and which is the sister organization of Sister Cities. She is also recently elected, as we said, as Diputada Suplente for La Libertad, and we've invited her here today to talk a little bit about how CRIPDES sees the electoral context. So some of those questions that were coming out earlier about parties and breakdowns and stuff like that will be good to ask her. So we're thinking that probably right now a good way to do it would be to start off introducing ourselves. So if we could all maybe go around the circle, say who we are, where we're from, you know, that kind of thing.
I'm your second father from Jersey.
Que su segundo padre de Nueva York.
Este, Chávez, ahora en Georgia.
Caterina de Cambridge. Felicitaciones sobre la elección.
Gracias. Y bueno, ya me presentaron. Soy Lorena de CRIPDES, de Ciudades Hermanas y del FMLN.
I've already been introduced, but my name is Lorena and I'm from CRIPDES, from Sister Cities and from the FMLN.
Bueno, bienvenidas y bienvenidos a este país que sigue teniendo cosas nuevas que contar y que acontecer.
So welcome to our country, which continues to have new things going on and new things to tell you about.
Siempre que nos vemos nos da mucha alegría, precisamente porque hemos estado en momentos tan diferenciados y hoy en un momento muy especial.
And so every time we see each other, it makes us very happy because we've been in a lot of different types of situations, and now we're in a very happy or a very exciting moment.
Es obvio que hoy vienen ustedes en calidad de hacer un trabajo oficial para observar este proceso electoral que son las elecciones 2009. Para nosotros creemos como nunca vistas en este país.
And it's obvious that you are all here in a capacity for official work as you're coming to observe the electoral process for the 2009 elections, which are exciting elections because we see that there's an opportunity that we've never had in this country.
Yo puedo decirles de que es según lo que se vive en todo el país, estamos en una situación muy trascendental, de mucha esperanza para la gente, de mucho convencimiento de que el cambio va a ser este domingo.
And so I'd just like to tell you that as we the people who live in this country are in a very exciting, a very transcendental situation right now. It's a situation with a lot of hope, and we're convinced that there will be change after this Sunday.
Y esto tiene que ver con, bueno, por una parte, la crisis económica en la que nos ha hundido el gobierno de Arena, que ha tenido 20 años de estar en el poder y no resolvió nunca nada para la mayoría de este pueblo.
And so this has a lot to do with the crisis that we're living in, the economic crisis that we're living in, which has been caused by the governments of Arena, who have been in power for 20 years and have never resolved the problems that we face.
Y lo otro sucede que tenemos un candidato muy bueno, muy querido por la gente, ha logrado articular a este país, a todas las fuerzas sociales.
And the other aspect that gives us hope is that we have a very good candidate. We have a very a loved candidate, a well-liked candidate, and he's been able to articulate the problems that the people are facing.
Pese a que la derecha ha hecho todas las maniobras posibles y necesarias para dividirnos, para para confundir a la gente, ha hecho una campaña sucia, pero de lo más sucio, contra el candidato y contra el frente.
And so the right has used a bunch of maneuvers and every trick that they can to try and divide us, to try and confuse people, and they've had and they've gone through a very, very dirty campaign against the candidate and against the party itself.
Entonces ha sido todos estos meses atrás un trabajo constante a diario en la que el candidato ha tenido la posibilidad de llegar a casi a todos los municipios del país, teniendo un contacto directo con la gente.
And so it's been a lot of work these last months, and it's been a constant daily labor for the for our candidate, and this has made it possible for him to visit all the municipalities in the country and talk with the people.
Y la derecha ha hecho estrategias. Por ejemplo, lo que sucedió el 18 de enero fue una estrategia de dividir estas elecciones, en que por primera vez se hacen elecciones solo de alcaldes y de diputados y después se hace la presidencial. Tiempo atrás ha sido todo junto, pero hoy no lo hicieron así. Tenía una intención.
And so the right has used many strategies to confuse and divide, and one of those is the example of what happened on January 18th, where they divided the two sets of elections. This is the first time that the elections for mayor and representatives to the Legislative Assembly have been held before the presidential elections. Before in the past, everything was done all together, and this is a strategy to create those divisions.
La intención era, por un lado, ver cómo quedaba la correlación de fuerzas para esta nueva elección presidencial, ver qué impacto psicológico tenía en la población y en la militancia, y sobre todo que creían que iban a ganar más municipios y no les salió la cuenta.
And so the intention of that was to kind of measure the strength of the political parties and see the psychological impact of the outcomes of the election on the population and also on the leadership within the party. And also
y a pesar de eso, los resultados, a pesar de que estas elecciones pasadas fueron elecciones centroamericanas en El Salvador, tuvimos presencia de hondureños, de guatemaltecos, de nicaragüenses votando en El Salvador.
Fuerza internacionalista. Todo está interesado en
este pequeñito país.
Sí, cómo no.
Sí. So the right also expected to win more municipalities in these last elections in January, and actually the opposite was true, where they wound up losing some. And then also the results of these January elections were that these were Central American elections, because here we had Nicaraguans, Hondurans, Guatemalans all voting here in El Salvador as an international effort.
Siempre sale una anécdota de todo esto. Y por ejemplo, dos buses que venían de Nicaragua y los compañeros lograron interlazar con las policías. Ellos traían diferentes leyendas, similares a aquellas que nosotros hacíamos cuando queríamos pasar los retenes. De la policía y de los soldados.
And so here's just an anecdote. There were two buses that came from Nicaragua, and some people that work with us were able to mingle in with the police when they were talking to the people that were stopped on these buses. And all the people on the bus had a different story about what they were doing there, and it was like what we used to tell the police at the police checkpoints during the war.
Algunos decían que iban para Esquipulas, que iban a Nicaragua, que iban a Guatemala a visitar el Cristo allá a Guatemala.
And so some of them said that they were coming for Episcopals, I think it's called.
No, Esquipulas. Esquipulas.
Oh, okay.
People go and visit in January, because that's the same area of that area.
Okay. And so they're going to visit the Christ statue in Guatemala.
Algo otros decían que venían de vacaciones para El Salvador. Entonces solo faltaba que dijeran que venían a las fiestas patronales del Salvador del mundo y son en agosto y era enero.
And so others said that they were coming to go on vacation in El Salvador. And so the only thing that was left was for them to say that they were coming to the patron saint festivals for Salvador del Mundo, which is in August, but it wouldn't have sounded strange with everything else they were saying.
Esto para como una muestra de que veamos la intervención que tienen de buscar cómo legalmente, por la vía legal, ellos tienen los aparatos, el Tribunal Supremo Electoral tiene la máquina donde duiza a las personas y con mucha facilidad las sacan del país, van y le dan DUI a nicaragüenses, a hondureños y así, y los traen como que nada ha pasado.
So this is an example of the intervention or the way that this is being manipulated, and it's being manipulated through legal channels. For example, the TSE, the Supreme Electoral Tribunal, has the machines, has the apparatus to be able to make ID cards. So they can very easily make fake ID cards and give them to people in Nicaragua, in Honduras, and there's nothing that can be done about it because it was done through this structure.
Y así fue como ganaron la capital. La capital era una apuesta que ellos tenían, que Arena tenía de ganarla, que sabían que, bueno, es la capital donde vienen todos ustedes, viene cualquier cuerpo diplomático, es la entrada. Y ellos se trazaron una meta de hacer esta forma, de forma fraudulenta, copar y quitarnos la alcaldía.
And so that's how they won the capital here in San Salvador, and it was something that Arena put all their effort into, put all their energy into, and that's because it's where everybody comes, it's the biggest city, this is where you all come, this is where the diplomatic relations come, and so it was a goal for Arena to win the capital, and they had to do it in a fraudulent manner.
Pero lo cierto es que duele mucho haber perdido la capital, pero a nivel de país hemos ganado más alcaldías. Y nuevas alcaldías que eran las que no teníamos antes.
And so the truth is that it hurts to have lost the capital, but on a national level we've won more mayors, or we've won more municipalities, and we've won new municipalities that we had never won before.
Pero lo que sí es cierto es que el Tribunal Supremo Electoral tiene maniobras, siguen en este país votando los muertos, sigue votando gente que no pertenece a los municipios, siguen haciendo maniobras para mantener el control político en los municipios.
And so what's certain also is that the TSE is manipulating the system, and there's still dead people that vote here, there's people that vote in municipalities that they're not residents of, and this is all these maneuvers are done to maintain that one power, that one party in power.
Ahora, lo que sí nosotros podemos decir es que después del sábado que se hizo la actividad central acá en la Alameda Juan Pablo II, que era desde Molsa, que está allá cerca del reloj de flores, hasta acá, al centro de gobierno, era una manifestación de gente inmensa. Se dice son más de 300,000 gente que estaban puestas en la calle. No cabían en un estadio.
And so then, what we can say is that after Saturday, we saw that people supporting the FMLN came out in large numbers. There was an activity for the closing of the campaign that was on the street, the Juan Pablo II, and went all the way from the Reloj de Flores up into the government center, which is many, many blocks. It was an immense, immense activity where there's estimated to be more than 300,000 people that were in the streets for that closing activity, and so many people that they wouldn't even have fit in a soccer stadium.
Entonces nosotros podemos asegurar que si no ponen los obstáculos, si no hay ningún problema, si jugamos limpio, aquí solo hace falta hacer el proceso formal y declarar a Funes presidente. Así están las cosas.
And so what that shows us is that if there aren't obstacles that are put up, or if everyone plays fair, as we say, then the only thing that's left to do is do the formal process, and then Funes will be president.
pero las condiciones subjetivas están dadas. Las condiciones de expectativas de la gente están dadas. Y los areneros se han dado cuenta de eso. No pueden evadir la cantidad de gente, el público que ha observado la movilidad ha sido evidente.
And so the conditions and the expectations are there, and Arena has realized this, and they can't avoid that fact, and so it's become very obvious and evident that people support that candidate.
Ahora para nosotros sí creemos que debe de cuidarse muy bien la defensa de la victoria. Y eso pasa porque toda nuestra gente que va a estar en las urnas haga el trabajo bien hecho, como tiene que hacerse. Estamos previendo todas las artimañas que pueden haber, que cuando vean que las cosas las están perdiendo, pueden haber apagones de luz, puede haber botar agua y manchar papeleta, puede haber muchas cosas, pero para las cuales nos estamos preparando también.
And so, what we then have to do is we have to be careful and we have to defend the victory that we're going to have. And so we've been training our people in the poll so that they know, so that they can do their jobs well. And we've been talking about preventative measures. For example, we think that there could be power outages, or we think that people could, you know, throw water on the ballots so that they are ruined and then they can't be counted. So we've been preparing for people for all these different situations.
Y ahí es donde viene este trabajo que ustedes van a hacer también, ¿verdad? ¿Cómo vamos a vigilar bien, a observar bien que el proceso se está dando como se tiene que dar? Y si eso no fuese así, habrá que romper ese esquema, ¿verdad? Y que ustedes sean el contingente observador, pero también de denuncia inmediata de lo que está sucediendo donde están observando.
And so that's where the work that you all are going to do comes in too, to watch and observe the situation as it happens, and if there weren't these doubts and problems like that we expected, then it wouldn't be so necessary, but we need to make sure that we can defend the vote, and so that's why we need you there to not only to observe what happens but also to denounce it if there are cases of fraud.
Y eso tiene que ser en ese momento, porque si nos quedamos nosotros diciendo que después vamos a hacer el informe y que vamos a contar que fue así, que fue allá, creo que nosotros estamos jugándonos unas elecciones y un sueño que no puede ser arrebatado a este pueblo. Es una cosa tan esperada por la gente. Hay tanto entusiasmo, hay tanto interés en que la correlación va a cambiar.
And so this all needs to happen in that moment. We can't just sit around and wait and say afterwards, oh, in the report we're going to say this and this happened and that happened. The elections that are at play are not just elections, they're a dream that we can't afford to lose. It's something that we've waited for so long, and so we need to make sure that there's a correlation between the elections and what actually happens.
Entonces, podemos valorar de que las condiciones, lo que va de aquí, hoy hay un cierre, hoy es el cierre, ya desaparecerá bastante información de lo que ha estado apareciendo. Pero los areneros son chucos, son sucios. Ellos ya se inventaron el nombre de cualquier señor y dicen este ciudadano dice esto y lo van a seguir pasando. Va a desaparecer esa bandera de arena, pero van a aparecer los nombres fantasmas de esos empresarios que ellos tienen.
And so looking at what's happening today, we can see that the campaign is officially closing. So supposedly a lot of the information that's been put out there by the political parties is now going to not be present. It's going to disappear. But what we know is that Arena plays dirty, and that while they as a party might not be putting out information, they can make up somebody's name and say that this citizen, you know, says this, or this citizen has made a statement. So even though the flag of Arena is not going to be in the information that's going out, they'll still be using the names of certain business people or individuals.
Entonces ahí es donde ustedes también tienen que entrar a analizar qué está apareciendo en la televisión, qué está apareciendo en los periódicos, y decir que aquí se sigue incidiendo, invitando a estos términos que ya no son legales, que ya no son transparentes y que llaman a cosas sucias.
And so also that's where you can play a role in analyzing what you see on the TV, what you see in the newspapers, and you can, you know, also take into account that these things are still continuing, that the campaign is still continuing to happen, and that's not legal and it's not transparent and it's dirty tricks.
Nosotros como organizaciones sociales, ya salió la última página de Maíz, termina la campaña del FMLN, pero dentro la de las organizaciones sociales, el llamado, la información, todo eso, porque ya conocemos de que hay, por ejemplo, la fábrica del pan Lido, ya la patronal está diciendo que no les va a dar permiso de que vayan a votar a la gente y que van a tener turno corrido.
So then we know that as social organizations, then the latest information has come out from Equipo Maíz. They publish a weekly newsletter saying that the way to finish up this campaign is that the social organizations and really take on the campaign up until Sunday. And we've seen the example of there's a bread company called Lido. And so the factory, the owner of the factory has said that he's not going to give permission to vote on Sunday to the people that work at the factory, and that they're going to have straight shifts through the entire day.
En algunas maquilas les han dicho a las mujeres que cuando vayan a votar, le tomen una foto a la papeleta para que muestren el día lunes que han votado por arena, y si no, van a ser despedidos.
And so in some of the sweatshops, they've told the women that work there that they have to take a picture of the ballot after they've voted and bring with the cell phone, and then bring that picture to work on Monday. And if the ballot, if they haven't voted for Arena on the ballot, they'll be fired.
Y les han estado poniendo videos de Venezuela, videos de Cuba, videos de cualquier otro lado, diciéndoles que así va a ser El Salvador a partir de lunes en adelante si llega a ganar Funes.
And so they've also been putting videos on the TV of Venezuela, of Cuba, saying, this is how El Salvador is going to be if from Monday on, if the FMLN wins the elections.
Pero a pesar de todo eso, nosotros hemos estado como, hoy se finaliza una jornada que hemos tenido en la maquila, y a pesar de esa campaña, las mujeres piden banderas, piden camisas, piden cosas del frente. Ya no quieren papeles, quieren algo que lo puedan lucir el día de la votación.
So in spite of all of this, today we finished up a tour that we've been doing, the work that we've been doing in the maquila sector, and the women that work there are asking for flags, they're asking for t-shirts, they're asking for things. They're not asking for pieces of paper, they're asking for things that they can wear on election day to show that they are supporting the FMLN.
Así que las cosas están... Nosotros decimos, está echada la suerte. ¿Vean? El trabajo lo hemos hecho con toda disposición, con toda gana, con sacrificios, con todo eso, porque no tenemos las condiciones que Arena tiene. Arena paga promotores para que les pongan stickers, para que pinten, para que hagan todo eso, gente a tiempo completo. Y nosotros hemos tenido contingentes de jóvenes, hombres, mujeres, que han estado por las calles, que han andado por todas partes, voluntarios, o sea, entusiasmando a otro para el cambio en el país.
And so now we say that the things are kind of up to luck because we've done the work that was necessary and we've put in the energy and we've had the disposition to make this happen and we've done everything that we could. And we know as a party we're not like Arena. Arena is able to pay promoters to go out, put up stickers, to be painting, and they're paid full time for the work that they do. On the other hand, our party, we haven't been able to pay hardly anyone, but we've had massive contingents of women, of youth who have taken to the streets and who have gone out and really been telling people about our party.
Ahora nosotros estamos tranquilos porque sabemos que esta es la oportunidad de este pueblo. Nosotros hemos esperado, hemos trabajado por este cambio, pero la derecha nunca ha perdido, todo el tiempo ha ganado. Nosotros ya hemos perdido, ya hemos sido golpeados, ya hemos aguantado, pero ellos saben que pierden sus privilegios. Y frente a eso están haciendo intimidaciones, están provocando a que sea violento, a que la gente tenga miedo. Esa es la invitación de Arena. Nosotros estamos invitando a que la gente venza el miedo y venga por el cambio.
And this is important because we know that this is the opportunity that our people have been waiting for. This is the change that we've waited for so long. And Arena has never lost a presidential election, but we've already lost a presidential election. We've gotten beat because of it, and we've taken it. But Arena's scared to lose because they'll lose their privileges, and that's why they're trying to use in tactics of intimidation, why they're trying to incite violence, why they're trying to put fear into people. That's the invitation that Arena is giving, of violence and fear. And the invitation that we're giving to the people is that they are able to overcome that fear and work for the change.
Así que estamos así. Ya nosotros decimos que ahora será diferente y que Funes será el presidente. Y que no hay miedo, sino que hay entusiasmo.
And so that's how we are right now. We say that this is, now things are different, and that Funes is going to be president, and that we have to fight against the fear.
Así que yo no los quiero cansar más, verdad, sino que quiero todo lo contrario, que estén relajados, que estén descansados, que piensen bien todo esto y que nos acompañen, porque la verdad es que tiene que ser así. O sea, así lo piensa la gente, así lo pensamos todos. Y creo que sí, que este pueblo se merece tener sonrisa, ¿verdad? Y se merece ese cambio.
And so I don't want to tire you all, and on the contrary, I want you to all be rested and feel good. But I just like to invite you to accompany us in this, and because these elections have to turn out this way. Everybody wants it that way, the people want it to be that way, and also because the people here in this country deserve to smile, to have a better opportunity.
Y por mi parte, como criptes y como persona, desde ya les agradecemos, porque creemos nosotros que, bueno, hemos recorrido, ya hoy estamos, criptes está en su año 25, en julio vamos a cumplir los 25 años de existencia, de vida, y es una vida que la hemos construido juntos. Y ojalá que este cambio sea hoy, porque en este 25 aniversario será una celebración fenomenal.
And so from my part, I'd also like to thank you for coming and accompanying us. And Cryptis, as Cryptis, we're in our 25th year. This is our 25th anniversary. And we've shared our lives together with everyone from Sister Cities. And so we hope that the change is today, and that's a gift, an anniversary gift for us on our 25th anniversary.
Pregunta.
So, questions. Questions, yeah.
Va a hablar mi padre.
My dad's going to talk, she said.
Is there a boycott on the bread company?
Hay un boycott contra el pan nido.
Sí. Sí, hay.
And I think it should go on going to send a message that you do this and we'll do that.
Uh-huh, entonces, y se lo deben mantener quizás para mandarles un mensaje que ustedes hacen eso y nosotros respondemos así.
Sí, un boicot.
Ajá, boicot contra Pandit.
Sí, lo que sucede es que, bueno, la derecha, con la intención de agrupar más, hizo que el partido del PCN, del PDC, retirara sus candidatos que tenía para que quedáramos solo dos partidos. Y aquí es lo que nosotros le llamamos una batalla de cuerpo a cuerpo, una medición de fuerza así, no hay otra. Pero esto, en vez de ser algo que fuera decrecer para la derecha, ha sido una cosa improcedente. El pastor del candidato del PCN dice se une al frente. Muchos líderes del PCN están con nosotros y llamando a su gente a votar. Líderes del PDC se han pasado a liderar a la gente de base y decirle que es por Funes la votación. Bueno, para no ir muy lejos, la hija del coronel Monterrosa se ha declarado al lado de la justicia y en apoyo de Funes.
¿Quién?
Bueno, Monterrosa, y le explicas quién es. La mujer que le explique quién era.
Deja que traduzca y después explica usted. So just to, and then something else to add would be that the right has tried to to get more support by convincing the other parties to pull out of the elections, like the PCN and the PDC, to take out their candidates, and so that the elections have turned into what we call a man-on-man fight. But instead of strengthening the right, it's actually taken away a lot of their power. For example, the pastor who was the PCN presidential candidate has joined the FMLN, and he's now with us. And also leaders from the PDC have said that they support Funes. And just to give an example, the son of the Colonel Monterosa, the daughter of the Colonel Monterosa, has come out and said that she also supports Mauricio Funes as a candidate. And
Colonels. During the time of the war, and his helicopter was bringing down because he was going to bomb an area in Morazan. But before he was doing complete his mission, his plane was
shot down. But he survived, or he was killed.
He was killed. Mm-hmm. He went to get the Radio Venceremos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shut it down. And before he got to Radio Venceremos, he got it.
Han habido acusaciones de fraude de parte de los dos partidos hacia el otro, ¿verdad? Entonces la pregunta es, en las capacitaciones, en la organización, en las comunidades donde ustedes han estado informando sobre el proceso electoral, ¿cómo lo han hecho para asegurar también que el FMLN está lo más limpio posible para que no después no puedan decir que cometieron fraude en el frente, ¿verdad?
No, pero Arena no ha acusado al frente de fraude, porque
usando el nombre de Obama o
algo. Sí.
So Arena hasn't actually accused the FMLN of electoral fraud.
Bueno, la verdad es que esa ha sido como Arena ha tenido aquí la campaña, ha salido más Hugo Chávez que el mismo Mauricio. Ha salido más Fidel y Evo y todos aquellos otros que el mismo Frente. Es una campaña fuerte que tienen aquí, millonaria. Y entonces, pues sí, para Funes ha salido Lula, ha salido Obama, ha salido todo eso, pero como el embajador salió diciendo de que no decía que lo quitaran, pero decía esta es una figura pública y no debería de ser así como usado su nombre. Era la presión de Arena para la embajada.
And so the truth is that the campaign that's been that they've done against Arena here, in that campaign we've seen more of the Venezuelan president Hugo Chavez than we've seen of Mauricio Funes, and we've seen more of Fidel Castro and Evo Morales and other leftist leaders from Latin America than actually a campaign against the FMLN, and that's because they've had access to millions and millions of dollars to do this campaign, and the FMLN has said that they would work with Funes, with Obama, and even the ambassador had a statement made, not saying to take out the images of Obama from the FMLN campaign, but that Obama is a public figure and his name shouldn't be used in political associations. But that also was due to some pressure coming from Arena on the ambassador.
Claro, verdad que entre que Arena estuviera sacando a Fidel, a Ortega y a Hugo Chávez, y sacar a Obama y sacar a Lula, que son dos presidentes, de los cuales los ha usado también Arena en la campaña anterior de decir que terminaban las relaciones y la izquierda ganaba aquí, hoy eso era improcedente, porque si la gente allá creyó en una persona de color, al cual también le hicieron la misma campaña que le están haciendo a Funes, y ganó, y muchos de los que viven en Estados Unidos son salvadoreños, que aunque no están legalmente registrados, tienen su familia aquí, que les van a llamar para que voten. Entonces eso es una cosa que se les ha hecho, cómo manejarla.
And so, of course, Arena's been using images of Fidel and Ortega from Nicaragua and Chavez, but also it's really, it would be a bad idea for Arena to try to associate themselves with Obama or with Lula, because if someone from color could win in the United States, the same could happen here. And there's a lot of people living in the United States that are Salvadorans. Maybe they're not legally registered in the United States, but they have family here, and they can call back and be like, look, we won here. There's possibilities for change in El Salvador.
Así que, bueno, hasta yo tengo una camisa, ¿verdad? Que dice, la esperanza venció el miedo, con una foto de Obama. Y atrás tiene Mauricio Presidente.
And so, just to tell you that I have a T-shirt that on the front it says "Hope defeated fear," and then it has Obama's face on it, and then on the back it says "Mauricio Funes president" with a picture of him.
Involved. Es de buena pregunta. La vamos a reproducir.
So she actually had it made. So like the administrator from the administrator from Cryptis brought back a bunch of T-shirts with Obama's face on them because he went to New York to visit his sons, and he got these like bright red T-shirts with Obama's face on them. And then Lorena, being the businesswoman that she is with a good mind for graphic design, was like, we should put Funes on there too. So they sent in all the T-shirts that they had brought back from the States and had them screen printed to say the.
That's so great.
Yeah. And I told her we should start a business.
Yeah, I think so. Another business.
The bread workers produce cookies with Funes's image on them, right?
Que los que trabajan en la panadería hagan galletas con la cara de Funes en la galleta y que llamen galleta Funes.
Did you have a question?
Yeah, I had a question. Lorena talked about the work in the Miquillas, and I was wondering if she meant Cryptis or FMLN and what that work was.
Usted hablaba de las jornadas que habían hecho en las maquilas y quería saber si fue el trabajo de Cryptis o del Frente y cómo lo hicieron ese trabajo.
Era de, bueno, es de los dos, podemos decir, solo que fuimos una brigada de 25 mujeres que son del Frente. Hemos estado de las 3 de la tarde hasta las 6 de la tarde esperando que salieran las mujeres y entregándoles volantes de todo lo que tiene que ver el programa de Mauricio, lo que va a ser el programa para las mujeres, para los jóvenes, todo eso. Entonces, la mayoría nos la ha agarrado, aunque siempre aparecen unas que igual nos la rompían y nos las tiraban. Pero ha sido, bueno, hoy hemos obligado a que Ávila en la mañana tuvo que andar en algunas de las maquilas que nosotros visitábamos, inaugurando guarderías que ya existen desde mucho tiempo.
Amen. Uh-huh. So we could say that it's been a combined effort of both Cryptis and the FMLN. We've had brigades of about 25 women who all identify with the FMLN, and we go from 3 to 6 in the afternoon and talk to the women as they're getting off work in the evenings, and we give them flyers and we talk about the women's programs that the FMLN is proposing and the youth programs that the FMLN is proposing. And the majority of the women take them and keep them. Even though there are a few women that take them and rip them up and throw them on the ground. But the work that we've been doing actually has forced Avila to start going to the maquilas, some of the same maquilas that we've been working in, and he's been inaugurating daycares that are in these maquilas, but those daycares already were there, and they've been there for a long time.
Pero hay otras que se ha ido como organizaciones sociales y se les ha puesto para mujeres, directamente para mujeres, venciendo el miedo, diciendo para las mujeres pobres, Funes es nuestro presidente. Y las han agarrado las mujeres.
And so then there's other social organizations that are specifically women's organizations who have also gone and done work there, and had t-shirts that say Conquering Fear, Funes for President. And these women's organizations have been really successful with the materials that they've brought, people have taken.
Han sido muy buenas, buenos resultados.
And it's been good results. Any other questions? It's not broken yet. It's right behind you.
Ojo los nervios. Del paso.
Lorena says the glass is nervous. Dice, vaso quiere una.
I was wondering just if there this issue between Cryptis as a social organization and with Lorena as the president of Cryptis, but now also an elected deputy under FMLN, if that's presenting any issues or challenges in terms of one being civil movement and now this other political issue.
Uh-huh. La pregunta es si como Cryptis es una organización social y usted es presidenta de Cryptis, pero también ahora tiene otro papel de diputada. Mm-hmm. Si ustedes han sentido o han habido algunos retos en cómo manejar la relación entre esa organización civil y la parte política, ¿verdad?
Bueno, es un punto que vamos a tratar en... Bueno, ustedes saben que Cryptis, la mayoría de los municipios a donde tenemos trabajo, hemos trabajado por tener poder oficial y poder popular. Uh-huh. Primero fuimos poder popular, cuando el FMLN se hace partido político, hemos trabajado por ganar alcaldía. Y muchos de estos líderes que son de Cryptis, algunos son alcaldes, otros son concejales, otros son diputados. Hoy en esta ocasión me tocó a mí. Y yo creo que tenemos bastante liderazgo como para, si el caso es cambiar, para dejar un espacio para más compañeras, ahí está. Lo que creemos nosotros, o yo personalmente creo que este es un espacio más que se abre tanto para las mujeres en El Salvador como para el trabajo comunitario que hacemos. Siempre pasamos haciendo iniciativas, poniendo demandas en las asambleas. Entonces es como acompañar un esfuerzo más, ¿verdad? Pero que nos vincula cada vez al trabajo que hacemos.
So to start off to say that Cryptis, in the majority of the municipalities that we've worked on two levels. The first is building popular power in the communities, and the second is actually achieving official power in the communities. So, you know, the base work that we did is creating popular power in the communities, and that's how we were able to also then move on to win many different municipalities, win the mayoral seats in those municipalities, win the municipal council seats, and then also have been able to win seats in the Legislative Assembly from legislative representatives. And so now it's my turn to kind of take on that role and step into that official role. But I'd like to say that I think that there's a lot of leadership potential. So even though I may be changing spaces, there's lots of leadership that's there to step in and take on this new opportunity. And I think that this is, by me moving into working in the Legislative Assembly, this is another space to develop the work of official and popular power. And so it's an achievement for women in El Salvador to have more people in the Legislative Assembly, and it's an achievement for the organizing work that we do to have people in the Assembly. And so more than anything, we're just accompanying the work that the communities is doing on a more official level.
De hecho, el trabajo de Cryptis no se va a detener. Hemos hecho un plan estratégico para los próximos 10 años. Y si, bueno, si este logro lo tenemos el domingo, se vuelve cada vez más estratégico el trabajo organizativo, el trabajo comunitario, porque es el que nos está dando la posibilidad de tener cambios en este país, y es la organización social.
And so the work of Cryptis isn't going to stop. We've just finished our 10-year strategic plan. And so then if we're able to come out winning on Sunday, the work of Crip Days will become even more strategic in the work of social organizing is going to become even more important, because that's through social organizing as how we're going to be able to enact the change that we would have that would come out of this possibility.
Y más necesario porque tenemos que defender lo conquistado. Entonces es como reactivar, reacomodar cosas y volver a relanzar todo un trabajo. Que lo mismo va a ser para usted.
And so it's necessary because we have to defend what we've won. And so we need to reactivate things that have been left behind and start some things all over again to continue this work forward. And it's the same thing for you all in the States.
Hemos vivido años en oposición y hoy sería vivir un momento oficial a donde nosotros tenemos que mostrar capacidades con buena comunicación con la gente, responder a todo ese montón de cosas que la gente tiene.
And so we've lived for years in opposition, and so this would then be, you know, living in that official power space. And so we'll have to be able to show our capacity, we'll have to be able to show that we can communicate with the people of the country and that we respond to the needs that they've been talking about.
Sería como un paso que acumula para consolidar esta acumulación que está ahí. So y eso solo con organización se hace.
So it's just another step in consolidating the work that we've been doing, and that's only done through social organizing.
What's the basic planks in Buddhist's platform?
¿Cuáles son los rumbos básicos o las líneas básicas de la plataforma?
Bueno, lo que pasa es que hoy estamos en oposición, y las plataformas de nosotros han sido el respeto a los derechos humanos, la no privatización de los servicios básicos, el acceso a la tierra, legalizar la tierra, acceso a esos servicios básicos de salud, educación para las mujeres, para los niños, trabajar empleo para los jóvenes, incorporación a becas para jóvenes. Y todo eso es lo que recoge el programa de FUNE.
So right now we're in the opposition, but this platform that FUNES has is much more proactive. And so it would be respect for human rights, not privatizing basic services, access and legalization of land, access to services like healthcare, education for women, for children, creation of employment for youth in the country, and programs for scholarships. All that would be taken on by the FUNES platform.
Given that you went on Sunday, what's the period of time between the new administration takes over from the incumbent right now, and what difficulties and roadblocks do you anticipate to get from the outgoing administration?
Tomado que ganen el domingo, cuando empiece la nueva administración de FUNES, y cuáles son las retas o las problemas que ustedes piensan que van a poner los que tienen poder dentro del domingo y cuando FUNES toma la posición.
La posición la toma en junio, primero de junio. Primero de mayo la toman los alcaldes y diputados.
And so FUNES would take power on June 1st, I'm sorry. And then the new legislative assembly representatives and mayors take their positions on May 1st.
La que quedan unos meses para.
Y esperan problemas de arena.
Bueno, la verdad es que si se trabajara en un concepto de transparencia y de aceptación, no tendría que haber ningún problema, ¿verdad? Porque así como Arena ha ganado fraudulentamente todo este tiempo y nos ha condenado a las crisis que tenemos, hoy les toca a ellos y tendrían que aceptarlo, pero ya sabemos que para ellos no va a ser fácil aceptarlo.
So the truth is, if we were working under a concept of transparency and acceptance, there wouldn't be any problems, right? But since Arena has won all these prior elections in a fraudulent way, and they've won every single time, one would assume that this time if they lose, they have to accept it. But we know that that's not necessarily how they work, and it's not going to be that easy.
Y ahí es donde viene este trabajo de acompañamiento, como de tirar, ¿verdad?, información y decir, bueno, esa es la voluntad del pueblo. Esa es la expresión de la gente. Eso es lo que la gente quiere. Si la gente quiere, pues nosotros estamos de acuerdo con ese proceso.
And so then that's where the accompaniment work comes into play, because it would be necessary to give out information and be like, this is the will of the people, this is what the people voted for, this is what they want, and we need to respect that.
Y hacer el llamado a la paz, a la equidad, a la transformación, y a trabajar por hacer las cosas mejor.
And so, and to make a general call for peace, for equality, for transformation, so that things can then become better or get better.
Nosotros pensamos así, ¿verdad?
That's how we think.
y estamos girando instructivos de que en las mesas el domingo la gente haga esa labor de decirle, bueno, mire, hay que aceptar, nosotros hemos aceptado cuando hemos perdido, entonces ahora les toca a ustedes.
And so that's the instructions we've been giving to the people that will be working at the voting tables on Sunday, and say that, you know, so that they can say to the other people, you have to accept it, you know, we've always accepted it when we lose, and now it's your turn to accept it when you lose.
Ya mañana en la capacitación, mañana, ¿verdad?
Mañana.
Le van a explicar más detalles de lo que Arena puede ser capaz de hacer. Sí, nos puede abandonar las urnas y con eso decir de que este proceso no es transparente, de que no se hicieron no hay qué cosa. Pueden no firmarnos las actas, pueden hacer, todas esas cosas pueden hacerlas como maniobra para descalificar el proceso.
And so tomorrow you'll get more details when you do the training with the ISD about you know, what exactly Arena might do. But there's a possibility that, you know, people representing Arena leave the polls so that they say that it wasn't a transparent process, that they weren't represented, or people that represent Arena could refuse to sign the official, the notes from the count that would then be transmitted to the TSC, saying that those aren't official numbers, and so there's any number of things that they could do to try and detract from the validity of the process.
Pasó la elección en enero, pero todavía quedan como el poder anterior, esos puestos de alcaldía y distrito, esa gente no, como están todavía en ese como balance de cambio, de transición, entonces
sí.
Eso no causa más problemas en el sentido de que vamos a ir al campo, vamos a estar en diferentes departamentos, pero realmente las montes y las juntas o la gente que después de la elección de presidencia, una elección que ya pasó hace 2 meses.
Sí, sí, es que todas esas son las trampas, que ellos las pensaron. Ellos pensaron en esa... Ah, no lo voy a decir.
¿Cómo?
Sí.
Oh, sorry. I was just wondering, I just said about the new mayors and legislators haven't been put in power yet, so like the election happened in January, but they're not being put into their positions. So like the people running the elections in the different districts and towns are actually, some of them could be like lame ducks, like they're leaving in 6 weeks, but they're running the presidential election. So that causes attention or could be problematic, maybe.
And going along with that, on the reverse of it, as you were saying that, made me think that, of course, in San Salvador, it remains an FMLN mayor in this moment, and whether that's actually... whether she's able to kind of mobilize, even though she's a lame duck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So is it, how's that work?
Sure, it doesn't work both ways, but just attention.
Right, no, I know.
Bueno, hablando de San Salvador, como Violeta todavía está aquí, entonces si ella tiene capacidad de movilizar, aunque ella se va para afuera, si ella ha tenido alguna capacidad de apoyar más, como ella todavía está aquí, ¿verdad?
Yeah.
So how is it?
Aquí en San Salvador la estructura se mantiene. O sea, el aparato está. Como la entrega es, la, ella está trabajando todo lo que va a entregarle aquí a Noel en mayo. Pero por hoy la estructura se mantiene. ¿Qué va a hacer Quijano cuando entre? Se supone que va a despedir toda la gente.
Sí.
Ya porque no la va a aguantar ahí.
So the structure is there, and for example, in San Salvador, the apparatus is there. So what Violeta is doing is she's just working on all the stuff that she needs to turn over to Quijano the first of May. And we assume that when Quijano takes position the 1st of May, he's going to fire all the workers that Violeta has hired.
Ahora en lo presidencial, sí, igual Saca va a tener que estar hasta el 1 de junio ahí. ¿Qué movimientos van a hacer? Esa es otra cosa que hay que vigilar, porque van a hacer sus movimientos.
And so the same thing is true for Saca. He'll be in power until June 1st, and you know what kind of tricks he's going to try and play, that's what we're going to have to be watching for, because we don't know what he's going to come up with.
Claro que este tiempo atrás ha sido un traspaso entre ellos mismos, ¿verdad? Y todo queda ahí cubierto, pero hoy no va a ser así.
And so in prior years that change has been in the same party, so who knows what they were teaching each other to do or passing off to each other, but this time it's not going to be the same.
Entonces, tanto para el frente como para nosotros como organizaciones sociales, comienza esos son los giros que les digo de las estrategias. Cómo movemos cosas, cómo estructuramos rápido, a modo de que lo que ayer fue una cosa, mañana es otra.
And so for the party itself and for us as social organization, this kind of ties into what I was saying, is how do we adapt quickly? How do we be able to change quickly? Because one day it's one thing and the next day it's another thing.
Así que nos tocará así como la campaña de alcaldes y diputados, que terminamos el 18, pero el lunes seguíamos en la campaña con Funes. O sea, no se ha detenido esto aquí.
So it'll be the same as like what happened after the elections for mayors and representatives, where the elections were on Sunday the 18th, but then Monday the 19th we just started in the campaign for Funes.
Porque de ahí viene instalación de gabinete, que como cuánto es la gente de confianza, es un montón de cosas.
Because that's when the whole planning started for what Funes's cabinet was going to be, who are the people that are the trusted people in the party and all that.
Que usted está bien segura que va a ganar el frente, ¿verdad?
Yo
y
sí.
Dice Patricio que ojalá que no sea un caso donde, en inglés es contar los pollos antes de que rompa el huevo, ¿verdad? Entonces, y pregunta, ¿de dónde viene esa certeza que usted tiene? ¿Por qué está tan segura que va a ganar el frente?
Bueno, yo estoy segura porque los últimos meses he estado en contacto directo con la gente. Y he podido percibir lo que la gente dice desde la menor hasta la mayor gente, desde niños hasta ancianos. Y de lo que tengo de vivir en este país, nunca había visto tanta expresión de gente. Bueno, para decirles que a mí me impresionó mucho cuando íbamos en una caravana y sale un niño en un bordo, en una, así en una altura, y dice, ¡Funes! Y lo que tenía era una bolsa plástica, pero esa era una bandera para él y una cara imaginaria de Funes, presidente. Entonces, yo cuando veo eso de los niños y veo a una abuelita como de 80 años en Santa Tecla abrazando a Funes y diciendo, se retiró ella antes y me dijo, ya estuvo, ya vi, y ya lo oí y ya lo toqué y él es mi presidente. Entonces, a mí no me cabe duda que él va a ser el presidente.
And so, I have so much, I'm so certain because over these last months I've been in direct contact with a lot of people during the campaign, and people from the youngest children to the oldest senior citizens, and I've never, in my whole, the whole time I've lived in this country, I've never seen so much support, so much expressed support for a candidate, and I've been very impressed. And two things that impressed me was, once was when I was in La Libertad and I was in a caravan, I was in a caravan. A little boy came running out on the side, on the hill, on the side of a road, and on the side of the road, and he was holding up. He was going, Funes, Funes, and he was holding up a plastic bag, and there wasn't anything on the bag, but for him, he was imagining that that was a flag, and that had Mauricio Funes' face on it, and so in his imagination, he was supporting the FMLN that way, and so we see children doing that, and then on the other hand, I saw an 80-year-old woman in Santa Tecla go up and give Mauricio Funes a hug, and she, after she hugged him, she walked right away, and she was about to leave, and I was talking to her, and she said, you know, I went, and I saw Funes, and I listened to him, and now I've touched him, and that is my president.
Entonces, hay mucha energía positiva que creo que va cada vez articulando más y más pueblos. Nunca habíamos visto líderes de los otros partidos sumándose al partido del FMLN, y hoy lo hemos visto.
And so, that's a lot of positive energy, and more people have been incorporating and participating in all this. And for example, we've never seen leaders of other political parties supporting the FMLN, and now we're seeing that.
Y eso no quiere decir que todos los pastores evangélicos están del lado de nosotros, pero buena parte de pastores sí, que antes decían que nosotros le íbamos a quemar la Biblia, y que decían que los vendedores de pan de las esquinas iban a desaparecer y que las bolsas de los pantalones ya no iban a tener porque no íbamos a echar dinero. De todas las cosas, la gente hoy risa le da a oír eso.
And so that's not to say that every evangelical pastor in the country is now supporting mm-hmm. us, but there have been there's a growing number, and so they're not saying the same things that they said before. Like before, they used to say that if we came into power, we would burn all the Bibles, or that the people that sell bread on the street corner will disappear, all of them, or that our pants won't have pockets in them anymore because there won't be any need because no one will have any money. And so now when people hear that, they start laughing.
Yo creo que si, como les decía antes, si las elecciones son transparentes, son claras, hemos ganado. Pero si hay fraude, así como tiene la gente este entusiasmo, sin que lo oriente nadie, la gente va a salir a las calles a reclamar ese derecho. O sea, eso va a ser así, eso tengámoslo por seguro que va a ser así. O sea, porque la gente no se está preparando para perder, la gente está preparando para ganar. Y solo para ganar, no está preparándose. No cabe en la gente perder, en la gente cabe ganar.
And so, I think, and as I said before, that if the elections are transparent and fair, then we'll win. We've already won the elections. However, if there is fraud and if the elections are stolen from us, this enthusiasm that we've seen in the people isn't going to stop, and people aren't just going to sit by. They're going to go out into the streets. Because we're sure that we can win, and we're not preparing to lose, we're preparing to win, so people are preparing to defend that when that happens.
Así que Patricia, yo creo que los pollos y los huevos están contados.
So Pat, I think that the eggs and the chickens have been kept.
Para que pillen con fuerza el domingo.
So that they cheep really loudly on Sunday.
Can she talk just a little bit about the role of the United States in this election? And I mean, various forces in the U.S. and then the embassy. Just after our meeting today, I'm kind of curious about her sense about it.
Uh-huh. Sí, usted podría hablar un poco del papel de la USA en esas elecciones, ambos, la gente que están en Estados Unidos en las elecciones, y también el embajador, porque hoy se reunieron con, no el embajador, pero alguien de la embajada sobre esto.
Uh-huh. Esas elecciones. There have been, just the last few days, there have been statements from Republican congresspeople that have been making the same threats that that Republican congresspeople have made in the past, saying that remittances would be cut off. And I'm wondering if you have a sense, Lorena, if that has less of an impact or the same impact in these elections uh-huh. because of the differences in this campaign.
Uh-huh. Y que también en los últimos días han habido pronunciamientos de los congresistas republicanos, que son las mismas cosas que han dicho siempre, ¿verdad?
de que se van a cortar las remesas, que no sé qué. Entonces, la pregunta sería si usted tiene un, o cómo se siente usted que esos pronunciamientos tienen menos impacto hoy, si la gente no lo cree, o si tiene el mismo impacto de los años pasados, o cómo lo ve.
Yo creo que el cambio de gobierno en Estados Unidos ha hecho que la gente crea más en ella como persona y crea menos en las mentiras que se les impone. Porque la gente, como es la idiosincrasia de los salvadoreños, podemos decirlo, es antes, con Chafik les decían, las remesas se acabaron, las relaciones se acabaron, el gobierno no va a querer, el Bush no va a querer tener una relación con un izquierdista aquí, entonces se arruinó todo. Este tema ya quedó atrás. La gente, eso hoy no es el punto. La gente hoy cree en que Obama, aunque no sea así, la gente ve que Obama es un hombre de izquierda, así lo interpreta la gente, y que no va a deshacerse una relación con Funes. Cuando ven la cara de Funes, que es una imagen que no es un guerrillero, que no es un delincuente, pues como aquí así le ponen, así es como trabajan la psicología de la gente. Entonces cuando Funes dice, yo no tengo, a mí no me pueden decir que soy corrupto, porque no he corrompido a nadie aquí. No me pueden decir que soy ladrón, porque no he robado a nadie. No me pueden decir que, o sea, que él ha sido un periodista, pues. Él lo que ha hecho es difundir información, hacer noticias, denunciar. La gente le quitó toda aquella mala imagen que podían decirle otro que ese hombre es malo, que no lo es. Casi hasta la misma propaganda que ha hecho Arena es improcedente a que la gente, en vez de darle una credibilidad a Arena, le da cólera estar viendo, le angustia oír eso, que hablan de una gente tan impecable.
So I think that the change in government with President Obama has made people believe more in themselves and as people, and less in the lies that they are that they're being told. Because before, with Shafiq, when we were told that, you know, remittances were going to be cut off, that relationships between the United States and El Salvador were in jeopardy, that Bush wasn't going to want to work with a left wing government, all those lies that were told ruined the chances of the elections. But all those have been kind of put behind us, and that's not the point anymore. People realize that Obama's on the left, and people perceive Obama as being on the left, and so that now people see that, and then they say that, oh, he can work with Mauricio Funes, and so he's not going to cut off relations with Mauricio Funes. And Mauricio Funes was never a guerrilla, he was never a delinquent, and so all that psychological maneuvering that Arena has done in the past isn't working, because Mauricio Funes can say, I'm not corrupt, I've never done anything corrupt, I'm not a thief, I've never stolen anything. He says, I've been a journalist, and so all his work has just been getting out information and giving people information. And so that work that he's done has taken away from the power that Arena had to create a bad image of the presidential candidate. And so now the propaganda that Arena is doing in this dirty campaign is even bad for them, because people, instead of believing it, are getting angry at Arena for telling those lies.
Entonces la gente está viendo a Obama como un humano, como una persona humana, que va a ayudar a los indocumentados, que algún día van a tener permiso para venir aquí e irse a trabajar allá de nuevo. O sea, una cosa diferente. No es la imagen de Bush la que está aquí puesta en la gente, por un lado. Por otra parte, con los congresistas o con el embajador que está aquí, esa será una tarea de todos nosotros de trabajarlo también, porque si ese es el ideal de la gente salvadoreña y el ideal de la gente norteamericana también es ese, entonces tenemos que ayudarlo a que sea el gobierno que la gente cree que es. Y esa es una presión, como uno dice, Obama puede estar de acuerdo en esto, pero si no lo presionan no lo va a hacer, de él no va a salir. Entonces esa es la función de nosotros. Funes va a ser una buena persona aquí, pero si no lo presionamos para que haga cosas buenas, tampoco va a ser una cosa buena. Entonces a nosotros aquí se nos revierten muchas cosas, ¿verdad? Como esa buena imagen que tiene la gente de Funes, el muchacho educado, el estadista, el que denuncia, el que eso, Entonces tiene que hacerlo, es un compromiso que ha hecho con este pueblo, cumplirlo. ¿Cómo lo va a cumplir? Ayudándole nosotros también.
So Obama is seen as a human being by people here, and he's someone that's saying he wants to help the undocumented workers living in the States to give them permission to come home and then go back and work there. It's a very different image than the image that Bush had in this country. So that's one side of it. The other side of it has to do with the Congress people in the States and the ambassador, and so that's where we all have to work together. If we have the ideal government that we want in the United States, and then we are able to have the ideal government that we want here in El Salvador, we have to force them to be the government that we want them to be. And so we have to put pressure on them to do the things that they've promised to do, because they're not going to just do them by themselves. Both Obama's not going to do everything he promised without pressure, and neither is Funes. Funes needs pressure to be able to fulfill the commitments that he made. And so even though Mauricio Funes has this good image and has this commitment that he's made, we as social organizations are the ones that need to make sure that he fulfills those promises.
Did she want to respond to the Republican thing, whether she thinks that's done damage or?
Si usted cree que la carta, esos pronunciamientos de la gente republicana ha hecho algún daño ahora aquí o esta vez o aquí.
Es que la gente no le está poniendo, fíjense que la gente hoy no le está poniendo atención a lo que digan los republicanos.
So it's just that people don't pay attention to what Republicans say now.
Es que la gente ve a Obama y ve a Mauricio. Yeah, así está la gente.
So people see Obama and they see Mauricio and that's what they see.
Ya lo que digan los republicanos, ellos ya se fueron, son como los areneros que van a ir. Hoy en marzo se van a ir.
So the people hear people talk about Republicans and they're like, no, they're gone. They're already out of there. Just like people from Arena are going to be out of here after March.
Es que es como aquello psicológico, ¿verdad? Así, un impacto en la gente. Un cambio así, y ras, lo sacan del mapa al uno. Yeah.
So it's a psychological change. You know, people hear that they're not in power anymore and then they take them out of their mind. That's not the deal anymore.
Aquí hay unos analistas que salen a veces diciendo unas cosas algo cuerdas y otro día dicen otras cosas. Entonces uno oye a la gente que dice, no le han pagado hoy por estar diciendo eso. Dice. Y la siguiente vez que dice otra cosa, pues ya le pagaron, dice, porque ya está hablando bien a favor de Arena. Entonces, la gente actúa así, rápido.
So, if for example, there's some political analyst that one day will say one thing that's criticizing Arena and the next day will say something that's in favor of them. And so now the people say, when they're saying something that's critical of Arena, then, they haven't paid them yet this week. And then when they actually say the thing that's pro-Arena, then they'll be like, they finally got their paycheck. And so people understand that difference.
Si ustedes como CRIPTES están preocupados que quizás Funes sea más, no sea tan radical como los movimientos sociales y que cuando él esté en el poder, que quizás no va a querer implementar las cosas así tan progresistas que quieren los movimientos sociales, y si usted cree que hubiera podido o habría haber una tensión entre el movimiento social y Funes.
No lo vemos así, no lo vemos que puede haber una tensión, porque el programa que él ha andado insistiendo y diciendo y diciendo y todo eso recoge en los planteamientos de nosotros. Bueno, es más, nosotros hemos aportado a esos lineamientos del programa. Aquí se aperturaron 30 mesas de trabajo, y esas mesas de trabajo estaba el sector agropecuario, el de mujeres, el de obreros, el de comunal, el de desarrollo local, o sea, y en todo eso hemos ido intercalando la información que nosotros hemos tenido y lo que pensamos que debe de asumir un gobierno. creemos que recoge el planteamiento nuestro.
So we don't see it that way, and that's because Funes insists and keeps on supporting the things that we have, the ideas that we've developed together, and that has come out of a coordination between the social movement and the party, where when he was writing his platform, there were 30 different work tables where he invited people from the social movement, people that worked in agriculture, women, workers, community development leaders, local development leaders, and so that all that their information was taken into account. So now we think that we have been represented in that platform, and we think that we can continue to work with him. Any more questions?
Bueno, después del 15 hacemos otra reunión para que ustedes nos digan cómo vieron todo esto.
And so then after the 15th we can have another meeting so that you can tell us how you thought everything went.
Y espero que evaluación sea con celebración.
And I hope that it's an evaluation with a party.
Yeah. It is just such an exciting moment.
Es un momento tan emocionante.
Sí. After all these years, like
tanto
all this suffering,
y tanto sufrimiento.
Sí, yo creo eso.
That's what I think.
Es muy emocionante.
It's very exciting.
Hoy va a ser el cierre en Soyapango y se espera. Bueno, nosotros esperamos que todo San Salvador se ha ganado el 15.
Mm-hmm. So today is the closing event in Soyapango, and so we hope that we win all of San Salvador on the 15th.
Tal vez logran ver en la televisión 21 por 33, tal vez lo están pasando.
They might put it on channel 21 or 33 tonight.
Son esas grandes ciudades, Soyapango, Mexicano, San Salvador, son las donde está concentrada mucha, mucha población.
Because those are the biggest cities, Soyapango, Mexicano, and San Salvador are where the majority,
Santa Tecla,
or a lot of the population is concentrated, also in Santa Tecla.
El Puerto de la Libertad.
No, Puerto de la Libertad.
Esos son los que ya se declaran ganados, Funes, ahí en esas grandes ciudades.
So in these big cities, we're hoping to have, we'd have Funes declared as the winner there.
San Miguel.
Maybe Katie first, and then
sure.
Aunque estemos aquí de observadores neutrales, ¿verdad? Ah, en nuestros corazones ustedes saben cómo
sí,
nos sentimos, ¿verdad?
Claro que sí. Sí.
En el lado correcto.
En el momento oportuno.
Sí, nuestros corazones están las 10.
Corazones rojos.
Red hearts.
Bueno, pues gracias.
Oh, espérate que tu papá te quiere hacer
otra
pregunta.
Otra. I just want to tell you that it's a privilege to be associated and to have known you and to be able to acknowledge that your stamina, courage, intelligence, and whatever else goes along with it amazes me, and I'm sure everybody else in the room, and we want to thank you for showing us the way.
Solo quiero decirle que es un privilegio para mí, para todos nosotros estar asociados con usted y haberla conocido, y también reconocer su energía, el valor que ha tenido, su inteligencia y todo lo demás que viene con usted, que me impacta a mí, dice, y nos impacta a todos. Entonces agradecerle por todo que nos ha enseñado.
Ah, no, gracias. Yo creo que esta escuela es una escuela de todos nosotros, y que hemos aprendido, así como decía Pablo Freire, el aprender y hacer. Hablamos y salimos a hacer las cosas y aprendemos otras cosas de la gente nos manda que volvamos a repasar y a releer, y ahí vamos. Creo que somos una construcción de todo.
I'm sorry, I just thank you very much. And I'd like to say that I think this is a school for everyone, that we've been able to, that we've all learned from each other. And as Pablo Ferre says, it's about learning and doing. And so talking in meetings and then going and doing things. And so, and learning from the people and then learning from the experience of the people and going back and studying more based on what they say. And it's something that we're all building together.
Yo le puedo decir que trabajo nuevo que donde me han asignado a trabajar no tiene nada que ver con este trabajo histórico que hemos tenido aquí en 25 años con ustedes y con la gente. Pero la gente sí hay tantas expectativas que lo obliga a uno a repensar y qué otra cosa hacemos y que cómo, porque es muy ilusionario todo eso.
And so just to let you know that this new work that I've been assigned doesn't have much to do with this historic work that we've come that we've done together for the last 25 years with you all and with the people that we work with here, but that the expectations that people have has kind of forced me to take that on and to continue working in that way too.
Ya a Jan y a Sara la he llevado a uno de los municipios donde la gente le parece esto y cómo es eso que vino alguien a vernos a nosotros, porque nunca les había visitado un extranjero, una gente que diga que acompaña la lucha de ellos ahí, sino otro aquí, dice. Entonces es una cosa que para la gente como que le salen más inquietudes.
And so just to let you know that I've taken Jan and Sarah to some of the municipalities where people are like, wow, what are they doing here? What are they coming to here to do, because there's never been foreigners that have visited them, there's never been people that have accompanied them in the work and the organizing that they're doing. And so when that happens, then there's more things that come out of that and more needs that come up.
Así que les van a aparecer nuevos hermanamientos.
So there's going to be new sistering relationships soon.
Hay que irlo buscando de jóvenes porque hay muchos jóvenes.
So we need to start looking for a youth group that wants it because there's a lot of youth there.
Bueno, gracias.
Did the seat that Lorena won, was that an FMLN seat before?
La posición, bueno, el puesto usted ganó, lo tenía enfrente antes.
Sí. Sí, lo mantenemos. Son tres diputados del departamento.
Mm-hmm. There are three.
Y dos de ellas son dos mujeres propietarias y dos mujeres suplentes.
Mm-hmm. So there's three. There were three seats won by the FMLN and La Libertad, and of those three seats, two of them are women, and then two of the suplentes are the, what was the word that we came with?
Substitutes.
The substitutes were also women. So sí. Four así out of the six were women.
Ahí estamos trasladando el ejemplo de Criptes ahí en La Libertad.
So we're moving the example of Criptes to La Libertad.
So what's your game plan if you assume the presidency in 5 years?
¿Cómo es la estrategia de usted para hacerse presidenta en 5 años?
No.